KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday afternoon. We are live in Studio 1A, and I'm just so pleased to have Tuck and Patty here, Tuck Andres and Patty Cathcart Andres, who probably a lot of you are familiar with their music, although some of our listeners probably don't know who you are, even though you've been playing together for close to 40 years now and have been recording for 30 years. And you're in town. You have played before at the One World Theater. You're coming back to the One World in September, but you're in town tonight to play with St. Vincent.
Right.
And so explain to our listeners what the connection is with Annie Clark.
Well, she's my sister's youngest daughter. And so with Patty and me having been together for 40 years, of course, we predate her existence, and therefore we've known her for longer than she's known her. And so Annie had the idea for this tour to make it a kind of, what would you call, like a retrospective, a sort of summary of her creative life so far. And she decided that a big part of that was the time she spent touring with us when she was a teenager, just sort of learning what the music business was like. And we took her all over the world and eventually turned her into tour manager and had a great time. And it was clear to us already by the time she was 14, 15, that she was going to do this, and she was going to be really successful because she had such a clear vision and a really one-pointed focus on executing that vision. So we could see what was going to happen. And therefore, our mission was just to support her and to get her to trust her own voice, wherever it led her.
So you were really instrumental in her development.
Well, more so than we even realized. But I mean, it only makes sense. We were fellow family members who had succeeded in the music business. And there's something about seeing somebody in your family do something that makes you think, oh, of course, I could do that. That's one of the options that's now open to me.
And doing it successfully.
There's no logic to it, because you could look at anybody that was successful and say, oh, I could do that. But somehow there's something about that family connection that makes you see it that way.
The seed is planted. But at the same time, we really, both of us, stay out of the way, you know. If she asks us for, and I ask us something, we'll answer, but, you know, form yourself and go do your thing.
Well, that was
really important.
She's certainly doing her thing
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're really just as proud of her as we could be.
Yeah, that's great.
I love that she just has the courage to be herself, whatever that is. And that's subject to change without notice and should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that she doesn't box herself into some earlier concept of herself. It's constantly evolving, and it's just always her.
All right. Well, today it's us here live in Studio 1A. So you've got a huge track record. What song would you like to play for our listeners?
This is on my mind today. This is a Phil Roy tune, and it's called Heaven Down Here. How can I make you believe forever?
on evermore. I'll give my heart to you. Let's bring heaven down here. Let's bring heaven all down. I don't want to wait for the angels. Let's bring heaven down here. Can I lay you down? Don't you know salvation is the warmth of my embrace? Let me touch your lips, kiss the moonlight on your face. Oh, I need you now. Oh, I need you.
Tuck and Patty live in Studio 1A. There's a song for the ages, huh? Yeah, that's nice.
Love that song.
Heaven Down Here. So as we were saying earlier, you're opening for your niece, St. Vincent. So what is it like playing in front of probably a new audience?
I mean, yeah.
Playing for people who aren't there necessarily to see you.
Yeah. Well, when Annie asked us to do this, I went, great, we'd love to. How's this going to work? You know, yeah. She goes, no, it's okay. I have a vision. And just wear white. That's the only thing I ask. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about tune. She goes, do what you want. And it's been amazing. But we really, none of us really knew what would happen. And so we last month we did sort of the eastern part of the States. And from the first night, they just embraced us. And it's just been a wonderful thing. Mm. And we're just doing ourselves.
Yeah, my logic is that a person who likes listening to St. Vincent is probably a music lover. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's somebody who's not just listening for the beat or for background music. I mean, there are a lot of ways in which you can not quite really listen to music. But if you really listen to music, then all the different kinds of lines between categories and genres and all that just fall away, and you just listen to music. And so I think we're seeing that in her audience. Yeah.
And
they're simply receptive.
It's a wide group. You have people looking like us there that sing the songs, and their parents, and then the, you know, 30s, 40s, and then the younger crowd. So he's got this pretty expansive group of people there, which is really great to see.
Mm-hmm. You all met out in the San Francisco Bay Area where Patty, you were born.
I was born there, yeah.
You ended up being there.
That's right.
Did what became Tuck and Patty, how much of that is the Bay Area, and how much of that is maybe something else?
Well, you know, I think there, especially then, if you wanted to play gamelan music with a reggae beat, you could find an audience, you know, and you could find a place to play. And so San Francisco always had that kind of feeling. I mean, over the years, obviously, with the whole Google, Apple, everybody, Facebook, things have changed radically. But it was always a place where you could do the music you wanted to do, which it was refreshing that way. And I took it for granted because I grew up there. So I think that could happen. For us, it was like we always played in bands, and we met in a band and started playing together the first day we met. So for us, it's really in August, it'll be the full 40 years we've been playing together. And when that band fell apart in a couple of months, we said, well, let's be a duo and put together a band. And then we just stayed being a duo. So I think for us, it just, our friends said, great, this is cool. You guys are really good. You got to get a band if you want to get a record deal. Mm-hmm. And we were like, well, we're kind of liking this. So we stuck with it. We didn't make a record, though, for 10 years after we met. We just they started calling us up pretty early on, and we went, it's not ready yet. Not ready yet.
So you mentioned Google and all that. How has the information age affected your creation of music?
Well, completely changed the music business as we know it.
Yeah, half of our income went away. Part that has to do with selling music or copyright, you know, intellectual property, all that has gone away. But you could construct an argument that therefore we're heard and seen in a lot of places where we might not have been otherwise. Finally, it just comes down to, can you play? You know, which of course in our case is what we always did. So yeah, we can, and so we're basically a live. I don't know if you want to call us a band or not, but we're a live experience.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, the thing we do is live. Even when we record, we just record live in the studio, so it's really no different. And so in a way, I'm not sure if we're immune. I don't think we're immune to the fluctuations in the world, but it's a different story if you were particularly dependent on selling records and then that changed. But those of us who were, in fact, we're pretty lucky. You know, you could say, wow, lucky that we got to experience that for a while.
Mm-hmm. Tuck and Patty are our guest, or is our guest, this afternoon here on KUTX 98.9. They're on tour with St. Vincent, and they're playing tonight and tomorrow night, ACL Live at the Moody Theater. And you can get tickets and info at acl-live.com. We get you to do another one?
Yeah, we'll do a song that you will not hear tonight. This is a Tad Dameron classic tune called Our Delight.
In Paris, she came to the South, play out, no errors. Just some party girl, she had fled from the Met to her bed in Paris. She came to hear Tad play well, the rarest. A razzmatazz and jazz, the pizzazz that it has was a gas. Ever so sensitive, ever so clever, so she said in the French of a party girl, can anyone show me, get to know me, cause you blow me away. Delighted, Tad Dameron said, ah well, Miles Davis, get this lady fed with some jazz and some wine and some bread. You better feed the chick wicked the dinner beer. But now, ba do da do ba do da do ba do 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 we bum 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 ga do da do ba do ba do 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 we be bo do 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 we do do bo ba do 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 we do 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 we ba do do ba ba do da ba do da do da do ba do 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 we ba da da be bo do 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 da ba bum bum ba do do ba do we we bum ba da do 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 ba ba. Hey, hey, do da be, ba ba do da da, ba do dum da da dum da 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 da. Thank you. in love in the cell, play out, invited. A non-song party girl feeling sad cause she had it so bad, delighted. Just watching them play so well, excited. What that music had to be bad was a tad from her tad. Maybe some Beaujolais, maybe champagne. So she said in the French of a party girl, can anyone play? Is this how you say? Is this kind of play? Is this my way? Delighted. Tad Dameron said, ah, well, let's write it. Cause that's how jazz gets made for the trade. And they played and they played.
All right, a little bebop for our Thursday afternoon. And that was Tad Dameron's Our Delight. And I host a Sunday morning jazz show, so that was great for me. And I'll have something to play in the weeks to come. That was just fabulous. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, Tuck and Patty, you'll continue on this tour, and then I guess you'll be doing your own thing because you're coming back to Austin in September.
Yeah, we end this tour at the end of this month. Last date's in Tulsa. And we then we go home. We become record producers over the years, too. Sure. So we've got a couple of big projects. It's funny because our career is as a duo, and people come to us for these big projects with everything from strings to horn sections and choirs, Kotos, you know, Sakahachi, you just name it. So we're having a good time doing that. And then we're making a new CD this year for our 40th anniversary. Right. And just recorded a children's record down at Annie's house before we started on this leg of the tour. So it's a busy, it's a great, it's exciting anniversary year for us.
That's great. And the Bay Area is still home?
Yes.
All right. Well, Tuck and Patty, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your wonderful music with us. You can catch them tonight and tomorrow night, opening for St. Vincent at ACL Live. And then in September 16th, to be exact, they'll be at the One World Theater, just kind of doing their own thing.
Yes.
We'd like to thank our engineers, Jake Perlman, getting assistance today from Cliff Hargrove, our multimedia crew of Gabriel Perez and Jorge Sanhueza-Lyon, and big thanks to Deidre Gott, our producer, who sets all of this up. Thanks again to Tuck and Patty. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'm around till 2 o'clock right here on KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.
You got to take this feeling and fly. Come on, don't deny. It feels so good to be alive. Take this moment and live. You got a lot to give. No time for standing by. Now is the time to step into your life. Open up your eyes. See the wonders right in front of time. Your enemy or friend. Oh, but that all depends on how you live your life. Everybody, everybody, you gotta take this moment and live. Take the feelings too. Take everything that's given to you. Soon you will realize it's later than you think. You could be on the brink. There comes a time, it's either sink or swim. Trouble is your friend. If sharks were in that pool, then you jump out. And then you start to see that you didn't even think about yesterday's defeat. No, you didn't, no, you didn't. You gotta take this moment and live. Take the feelings too. Take everything that's given to you. Soon you will realize it's later than you think. You could be on the brink. da 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 this precious chance to spread the joy you feel deep inside. Don't you live in the past, miss out on sweet romance. Throw up your hands and dance. Now is the time to step into your life. Open up your eyes and see the wonders right in front of time. Your enemy or friend, oh, but that all depends on how you live your life. Everybody, everybody, you gotta take this moment and live. Take the feelings too. Take everything that's given to you, so you will realize it's later than you think. You could be on the brink. Reach it! Ah, zombie, 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 zombie,